John, the fourth chapter,
verse 21.
Oh, let's make that starting in the verse 20. John 4:20.
Our fathers worshipped in the mountains, the woman is speaking, and you, sir, in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh. Do you have a translating that translates that age? Did anyone have the word age there?
Well, I think it's Hembury. He says as it were to be translated aid. The aid summits.
When you shall neither in this mountain nor yet of Jerusalem worship the Father. Your work you worship,
you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jew. But the Lord cometh on now it.
When the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father's feet instruct to worship him.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in reality.
All right, let's go over now to Ephesians. Unfixing.
This is a passage in Ephesians about headship. Most of Ephesians is about the body, but it makes reference to your head. Most of Colossians is about the head, but makes reference to the body. Colossians and Ephesians are twins. Ephesians is about the body, and Colossians was about the head.
Ephesians 4:15, but holding the truth in love, now grow up into him in all things, through it the head, even Christ. From whom? What would the whom be here? Christ, the better. From the head, the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Making increase, and the word increase would better be here, growth.
Making growth of the body unto the building up of the body in love.
Let's read that again. From whom, from the head, the whole body is fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part.
Makes growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Someone who has a New American.
Romans 12:5.
Four and five. For if we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, for we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another.
All right, now then, let's go to a very familiar passage over in Deuteronomy.
Who we remember there? Deuteronomy 8:7 and following. For the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 8:7 and following. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, and a land of brook, of water, a fountain and bet that spring out of valley and hill, a land of wheat,
boiling, vine, fig tree, and pomegranate, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without ceasing. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stone or iron, and out of whose field you may big bread.
When thou hast beaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee.
Is that right? All right. Now then, what else happened? And that's the Leviticus 8.
I'd like to read several words here. That Moses, this is Leviticus 22,
and he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his son
laid their hands upon the head of the ram. Now then, what all kind of this in preparation for?
Ordination? Is that what you were saying? What have you got? Aye. And here I had the lamb of consecration. Either one is good, but I think the word ordination is better. They are about to ordain fruit in the Sabbath.
I knew for it. And Moses,
some of the lower herons on the head of the ram. Now, you can figure out, I believe, from the passage once we talk about, come on, ask me, finally write hands on beef on your church. Does anybody remember that question they asked?
And I said, what? Who passed on?
Okay, that's good enough. That's good enough. Whatever it is, it's the path on hearing, the path on the power of God, and that faith in the New Testament, the question under, the problem under consideration, the question was to pass on the authority of what? You remember what we were dealing with today? That question was there. Well, he passed on the baptism of the Holy Spirit from the church to the members.
They were the laying on the hand. And here they'd lay their hand on the ram head.
All right. Verse 23, and he slew it. And Moses took of the blood of it and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe. I repeat. We would say big toe.
And who brought Aaron's sons and Moses, put on the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumb of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right foot. And then Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about.
Well, I remarked, read the next passage, but after he had done this, he also took oil, and what did he do with the oil? You don't have to read it. Come and what it is. What did they do with the oil? They poured it on the head of Aaron and upon the head of the sons of Aaron.
All right, let's go back to John 4 now.
We wrote to talk a little bit this morning and this afternoon about
how we function in the meeting. Joseph Christ was talking here with a woman, and he said to her, well, he asked him, being incredulous, he took it to teach one of the greatest lessons in the New Testament. He said, I think you're prophets.
And they got into discussing about the temple that was in Jerusalem and the temple that was in Samaria. And Jesus said, you have always worshipped God
in Samaria, but we really know what we're doing. We worship God in Jerusalem, but in Samaria is God. We feel worship God in spirit and in truth. It's better to say in spirit and reality. Now, what is spirit and what is reality? In the first one, they were talking about geographical locations, and in the second one, they were talking about height. First, they had a problem between them. And that was a problem of location. The Samaritans had a temple in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and the Jews had one in Jerusalem. And Jesus said, no more such a geography. And then in Jerusalem, when they came in and met in the temple, and they worked it there, the temple was filled with all sorts of things. What was it filled with?
Yeah,
you feel it. Scarlet, purple, white, adipin, brass, altar, ricotta scent, brass socket, silver socket. It had tinses around it. It was full of all kinds of tall pictures. All right. The Lord Jesus said it's going to be an end to bureaucracy, this kind of bureaucracy, and it's going to be an end victory. And from now on, you will worship in a new location, and you will no longer worship Wirfiki. Now then, they had to go to a geographical place, but a warren and worship. Now let's talk about there. In the burials of the Jews, all of the Jewish people on earth were held together by one location. They had one place that they could go to worship God. And they would never go any other place. And this was a picture of the unity of a whole nation. Not only of its city, but even a unity of a whole nation. After the dispersion of the Jews went all over the earth, but they had never built a temple anywhere. You can find a synagogue right here in Santa Barbara, but you cannot find the temple. There was only one temple in one place. And there was one place for all the Jews trying to come every year to show their unity and worship there. And you know what this is a picture of? That you and I don't have any business being Samaritan. We cannot go to Samaria and build a temple. Now, why did they go and build a temple in Samaria, right? Do you know? So this is the consummationist, because some said, we're going to go over here and you go over there. The kingdom was divided, which is it things of God. And so they built a temple in another place. There's only one place for a temple, and that's in Jerusalem. And that is still true today. There's only one place for a temple, and that is within the city of God. And there's to be no Greek in it. Well, it was real wonderful for the Jews to have to face up to with every year. They might, you know, everybody frustrates, but I never saw anyone frustrate as much as Jewish people. Have you ever been around? You ever been around Jewish people? They are the most amazing people in the world. They can just frustrate, and never break up. Are you aware of it? It's an unusual attribute. Rather, Jews would fret with one another. They would have boundary problems and all that. But once every year, they had to take a tithe of all they had and took it to the city of Jerusalem, and each and every one of them offered up what they had to the Lord. In that city, they made an offering to him, or made Drew tithes offering there in the city. If you ever read there, through Deuteronomy 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, the whole story is there.
Now then, Jesus said, a new age has dawned.
We shall still not divide.
A Jew got in the first with another Jew. If he was going to offer his offering in the right place, he had to go to Jerusalem and do it. And the Lord Jesus said, you are going to worship in one place. And it is geographical, reputable. Brother Warren, where is that place, man?
No better. No.
There is one phrase now that all men shall worship. It's been any other trace on earth we can worship anymore. The true worship. And he said, enough worship here. Do not worship. There's a faith you have to worship. There's only one faith you can worship God anymore, Warren. I worship. No, we don't like yonder. There's one faith. But we'll cover with that faith that he put.
All right?
I didn't know that. Oh, never look at a bit, eh? In the name of AI, remove it back to Memphis, Philippines, and if the brothers and the sisters there fled with lightning one another. And we've been threatened in two places to worship the Lord. Brother, there's nothing in the world for you to do but just don't hate one another and worship together. Try to work it together. When eventually, ultimately, the Lord can drive you back to the proper place to work it. And you'll be once more, not in one mind, but in one spirit. But there's a geographical place to work it. And if you work it there, there'll never be a place. There'll never be fret milking. Now, you're asking to pray for the church, but where's the church menu? I know. I'm being very mean to you, Brother Warren. But when I know you all.
Aye, better fam were root prayer of them drear drop it for. For he were root God and only that. Get up in this place. Now, get up in this care, brother. Goodbye, better dog. Ah, rare fam. Everyone who worship God right there. You now have a geographically locatable place to worship God. God has given you a spirit. Regard wasn't talking about something right up in the ectoplasm. We meant, literally, there was now a place for you to work with him on earth right here in spirit. You understand? Grim, we're spirit. Now, brother, let you and some of the folks in Memphis get into a problem with one another. It will be because we've moved out of the right geography. You have
tried to work your parade somewhere else and decided to get along with one another somewhere else. Here, we're all leaving straight with him. But anyway, if you will stay there, you get angst. Right now,
I'm sure are all to. They have to be until they will break.
At least one brother could cut out remember.
Well, Pooh had some sort of dagger conner and could grow around the river.
It located somewhere.
Evan, you have to move your geographer. You have to just say, one eye took the deep breath. I am not going to be that kind of a person. I am going to curve to my spirit, and I am going to work with you, and I am going to come into the meeting and work with the Lord in the meeting.
But even if he can't DDAC, there's the wonderful bonded of having only one place in the city where you can come.
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Well, you had done what you wanted to do. How many times should it hurt?
With the better statistic to get in the league, I've already quit.
I suspect right now, if we had our mathematical equation, one. Brother Depp was mad at Brother Ebenezer was mad at Bob. Bob Bunce was mad at Sandy. Sandy was mad at
Marilyn. And it's easy to figure it out on the computer. I bet you there would be more different places we would be meeting than there are people.
But God has brought her to have to come back to a place. Now that place is really in spirit. But we have to come and sow our unity, our sir. And when we do, we are driven to that spirit.
You can't get it.
Before we went to the ritual.
The new person fell, and he can a plate, just like they did, but the plate was our bottom.
But you now still meet without division. But the meeting is not to work the thing. We're a meeting here. But if we're going to work it, we have to work this in serious. Praise the Lord, brother, we're bound, whether we're in the spirit or in the flesh.
Humans in the UK, when you work, now they work up in spirit, but they're probably not job communicating.
No, that's still the article. Brother, you have it, you have safety. Oh, I see what you mean. Now, brother, can you worship God anywhere but in the spirit?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mother, let's pay to get out of spirit of mind.
Are you going to ever work at the Lord?
You will have to deal with this spirit.
But Torf, if you really get angry with him, you'll be out of your sphere. Now, the jury had one place to work there.
But they constantly had to go there, going there, walking so was it. They would have liked
that they had. Pray God that when you and Mike have a click, they're going to have to come to be played.
Better you than not work it. But we're going to be bound to put up with him. And he's going to be bound to put up with you. But you can't go right down the street for him.
I will promise you, if you do go off down the street somewhere, you'll have another degree. And there'll be another one. And reward will have no way to pour through back to your stir.
The people of the Old Testament had to come to the root, and even when they were mad at one another, they forced them
to be together.
Now been asked if they got to be is when they worshipped in spirit. They worshipped in the cabinet.
Now, brother Rod had torn down the physical pity that he had given up the plate to work there.
We have to. Our plate, our gathering is unity. Our gathering plate into the Durutrum at unity. And into the cabinet that they back there. All right. There could be no division in Israel. They had to come to Jerusalem, the city, and then into the tabernacle to work. Today, our unity is returned. The church in Gerita is one. And we don't have any business trying to divide it. So we have to come and work this through together. All right, brothers Warren, don't let it burden you, brother. Let's concentrate on the second aspect.
But ye can only worship the Lord bureaucratically in one place, and let it in your fear.
You cannot work with him in where done. He can, he free to, but it befitting to him and to the Lord to be there.
That's the reason. Right. Which to be a sin. Okay, very good.
All right. Now, brother, you have a spirit. You have a body and you have a soul, but you have a spirit, and you can only worship the Lord in spirit.
Now, then, that the first thing they had in the discussion, the second thing was that Lord could be moving out of the tabernacle and we could worship me only in one spot, and that's in spirit. And I was just trying to say, brother, that when you get divided with some brother, and you know you got to come back here to this place, you just got to. You're not going to be a Samaritan. You got to come here.
I'll pray with you for sure this will ultimately drive you back to the Lord. Because you are bearing a prawl. That prawl is named
a non-divided person. The world and Christianity had never borne that false.
Whenever the Lord put on a not being divisive, when he put on the cross of Unity,
we just throw it off and put it behind the tree. But now we are bearing the cross of Unity. And if you bear that cross, brother, when you're out of the spirit, in front of mine, you'll be doing back there. Is it big to you?
Yeah, they open up the frame. They come through. Lord, step the table. They were figured out to find it. The notion of leaving the
family. No. I'm doing something to go here. Be the down. Oh, I see my side of it. The high side of it.
Good. You know what? Stop them.
Right. Or one of the. Wait. The left feet. I didn't hear it.
That's right. But you make them fuck. But they still always come back to the same now. Very good. Praise the Lord. This is the way that Lord was a Jew, but it hasn't been that way in Fisher. They haven't been that way in Fisher. Not for 1,800 years. But the Lord has recovered there. Okay. Now then, the second thing he said to them was,
you will now worship in reality. Now, that is the reality. The best way to understand what the reality is to what the picture was. In Colossians, the Spirit, you have observed. Let me tell you, real clear. You have observed time, what?
I'm guilty, like a little guilty, hello. Ruben, hello. Days and health, holidays and what if? I think there's one other thing. Is it next? New, okay. The Jew, Lauren had observed holidays and Thursdays and moon and Sabbath. And they had observed all of these tipples. And then that passage of scripture says, after that, which are a
datum, which are a picture of what?
The things that become, which are a picture. Who were the pictures of things become with this what? With what?
It depends, right? I need to carry it on.
What's up, listen? Hi. The very one had it there.
Mr. Spur, let me land there for a good to remove a group or expect the third day at the room of the Sabbath. Quit their charter and to come the body of Christ. These are just pictures of.
These are pictures of Christ in his body. That's all they are. And he said, don't let any man whip you back on rhythms and Sabbaths and herders and higher boats and things like that.
I've rather pinned their imp and there was nothing but pictures and pictures and pictures and pictures.
I'm true that we will no longer have the picture, we will have reality. And there is a picture. I think it's the best picture of all. If we can see this picture, then maybe we can see that prayer of what the Lord Jesus was saying to this woman. In the Old Testament, the biggest picture of all is the picture of the lamb. The lamb is a picture center. The name was a picture center. A holiday is a picture center. A season is a picture of something. Brother Lamp, the ruler has to move the picture out. I'm called, better war, not the moon I put there. Better my picture to move a picture of. Huh? The body of Christ, overall. That's the holiday I picked you up. Praise the Lord, what's the lamb the picture of? Purple.
Better with the of Jesus Christ, his God. Now, there was in Deuteronomy a time when everybody had. Everything in the New Testament depicted the Lord Jesus. First, the biggest thing. There was a time when everybody had to take what they had planted in the land and bring it to the city. The first two things, they went into the nation and what the land had brought through. You cannot imagine how important the land was to the Jews.
They had felt their hard to get. And it was a risk to bring from God.
And through
their own. There was a gift from God, and God said, bear and cut. It's my gift to you.
And that every would get out of it at the end of the world, that every came up there,
you get it and take it to Jerusalem, or let everybody see that the land has a gun. Now, that is a very important thing for us to understand, and that is that we do not but live purely by grace. As it was superficially understood.
And Kirk Spencer Orton said, those people who will not get a drab.
Let him start.
But the difference with you, Doctor. With the tutor of people's work. To say, hello, when they come around, first with the rag ribbon that would work down the tweet. Don't invite him to the meal anymore. Will he look that way?
Say, buddy. You cannot eat without work.
And the Jew had the absolutely had to root the land in order to have comfort. God has given you land. It is the richest land in our bear. It is there, but it's so rich. But you ordered the Jews to root the land. Hickory Cap is the land.
But who did? It is the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can throw the Lord Jesus Christ
in our spirit. They went out and they plowed and then fell.
They went out, that's not all they did. They did lap to them. This when the fruit blew out, so everything got out of the yard.
They would all come and they would bring two one thing.
Oh, one tenth of one thing, one tenth of another, one tenth of quantity. One tenth of any one of the fearful acts, but stepped him out of the way.
and they would bring it to Jerusalem for everyone to see and for everyone to offer to them.
Now, there's the Mount out there. It was like a great fair. You know what a fair is like?
Had you been for a state fair or county fair?
There were brief. Deep flipping that little play.
And Luke Purpin put whatever he was at the first two back. He put the pay for.
And in Deuteronomy, that's who they'll leave again. Kirk let turn up out of the land. With Luther, similar thing, to king up out of the land. They were Quilt, Boy, Rubber, Alpher, Pomegranate, Oil, Honey, Blood, Iron, Bah.
And whenever you got through,
good and all that, you blessed the Lord. That's how the pastor dreamt.
All right, let's put a joke in.
And Durer, who's our brother, is rubbing down the creek.
And he pleased out from many displays at the land. Everybody has worked the land. And the land has given to them out of the. I have the rack alone. Where is the butter?
And he's still smiling. He's just happy. And you look at what he's got and look, an amazing thing he's got there. But Sam, do you want to hear? Girl Sam had thought that a great iron rod. And I stopped and said, what have you got there? And Bill Sam said, I got it out of here. I went. I got quit by the sword then.
They come in to my land and they quit down my gate.
I banned the Philistine, worse than that. I had a wooden boar. I had better got so mad. But he could when I went up into the prayer. And I found that in my land it was an iron wall. And I done. And I said, done. And I fell in the wheel when I saw that iron alley going in the water. And I got that iron out of the earth. And I brought it back and I brought it. And here he is, look at it. And I've got this iron on my gate. And the next time the Philistines some, they can break it down because I've got iron gates now.
You come to the next village, he's got a big piece of iron too. He said, hey, I heard about that iron. I found out they were from
in my land too. He lived near one another.
And I now have an iron there.
And the next time the Philistines come around me, an iron sword, it's very hard. You're going to have them fell fight sword that way.
I've got far blade now. All right, I come now to another dude, to putting into the booth. I've heard what,
bound!
I've heard it all around there. He's a sprat, grub, barrel, a tenor.
And poison got that. What the fuck? I found the bee for the hand. The my land, and I had it blown up and I cut together. I caught it.
Look, don't it? By a human who had it there. There was a murmuring of the lion. There was the murmur of the animal and the buckler.
And the animal would fend for us, and the vegetable would fend to the war. We're not going to get into that, but.
You have to get out. With it done. They'll come to this letter and you have got the biggest tomato you ever tried. Did you get that better?
Well, I planted better. I planted it in the land and I watered it. And oh, you just did see it. Look how red and ripe it is. There I come for another butter.
But you all folk there.
Thank you.
There is a wolf for the Uber,
all around, and I'll be her frightened. They're frightened.
What did you play last year, Bergen? It was a play that psychic last year. What did you play you, Warren?
Bracken? A book out 3 years ago. Will it? Are we happy?
I forgot to mention that we did the thought of there's a quiet canoe.
I was with a factor, people are going, did I just pump a piper and a piper? And every year we're going to get a red flower and a red flower.
I die cool for the next move, and I shoot this pretty girl and the king has in a beautiful psyche.
TTT crew. I'm going to die the people who pass the story.
Well, when it printed the cycle preferred, when I had really beautiful, I really didn't doubt how to print a cycle and grow it.
You know what, crack the pear? Maybe grow it.
I'm back to the picture.
Directly for wood used to make the pattern.
And it's the picture of the clock and of there. And brother, if we grow my bang clock all the time, and we don't ever practice crop rotation, could have seen the crop of the vision at the end of that story.
Evan, but we grow his book now learning how to grow a faster. And he's just there dark in the lawn.
Do you understand? Brother, get off of it. Pull clan. Brother,
your clan's not fit to assist you in this planet. This is a female. This will really that city pisty has planted them boil.
50-50 mil, I'm very reductive.
Oh.
But we could be patted some barley. And the barley is the very
first crop that comes up out of the earth.
After the beaten, I planted over here.
Gnarly. Beer.
At 50, I will argue the pot
and read that. They have come to the birthday with the first thing that ever come out of the land and make me feed into the air. And 50-50, yeah.
Here we go for a pot. Our full grandeur
of our weekday was the Conover, and with the Gleet, and with the Backer, and the Steeder, as Connie, or
Daryl?
Lundle?
Lundle's got a big barrel of water.
He beat it out of water.
Well, I got it out of the way for you. Nobody seems to care about my water anymore. I've been bringing water for 10 years, Sue.
Don't you break the water tonight?
All right, a little bit of water will be fine, baby. Jim.
Okay. You got a picture there. What can you do now?
You got a picture. You know what your picture was?
Oh, now that's Darren.
Listen, he wouldn't work, but he's had a picture of Bamford.
And one of the first that everybody ought to bring water to.
But this part. Don't you believe that everybody should bring water?
You don't be people who bring corn if bring the wrong thing, right?
Man.
If you make a very poor kitchen, and I'll tell you why you mess a poor kitchen. Because Christians know far fitter than enough.
We have followed the rear. But one thing to go around saying you all the bad times for your army.
But another thing for your experience. A bad thing you think if a Lord be the time for.
But you have got to give up the picture
and the rear. And this is why Jesus Christ said to that Roman that day.
We had worked it and now we were worked it no longer in that city with the worked it theater.
Harold, every red app you might come in. We are in the meeting to this way. These are Christ up and very this way.
The bounty in here.
Harold, do you know what they did after they had their difference? Everybody rock and roll. This is Fatty Hassan. TV says, oh, great to have by. Get out there, good kid. Good kid, what have you, good kid, huh?
Then how happened to that
below your core? You that big, had a beer at it behind. Harry ran to the radio and drunk that beat.
Where the mic came in.
With far. That group man. Beaten by baby ball. The Lord deep belt with him. And brought up out of him.
A glow in his heart. And the third. The murky, the judgment and the murky of the law.
I, Brother Sam come then. And I'm pure God.
They'll never make it. Say that it worked. But I went to that river.
The hills from all the way. I'm being pooped in a deeper pot.
Sam wasn't going to beat defeat. He moved up into the hills and he crunked into the land and he brought out the iron. And now what have you got, brother? We've got the boy.
Our innocent cry over the end. And the Lord has felt with you in an area and he had given you attention. And from now, there is no death. There is no, not even resurrection. It's the pissing. You have ascended over your enemy with rod divine.
Someone else comes in with wheat for everybody to eat. They hasted there. Someone else has come in with barley. Praise the Lord, God has dealt with them in resurrection.
Oh.
It mattered. Now, Brother Bob, after everybody had betrayed, what do they try to have? What do they do? You come back in. They go, they would do that. And they come together. And they come in their great plate there in the middle of the where the temple, and
everybody did the deep God that after it. And they hype up, raising it up to the Lord without the breaking.
In 1 Corinthians 14, it said, some hath a song, some hath a star, some hath a revelation.
That the New Testament, the reality of the Old Testament, you're coming in with something the Lord has given you, and you are putting on display ye to cry
in the dead. It had come out of your spirit because you have worked your spirit. You have to work your spirit.
To cut the Lord. You have to loot the land.
Now, you have to offer it all to the law. But what more are you here to do? You realize what did the push the reality? What is really the reality? What is the news today? Of Christ in it, what? All right, then what is it?
Didn't
we want it to me? Grant me back the real me.
The real me.
Right. Bye.
Woman. Reality man. Do you do?
No, not really. No, it's not. Fred is the real me. Reward.
Amen. The real moon is Christ. That thing with people right up there in the sky that all of that rock and then landing on it.
Did you really have honey in the booth, Patty?
No, you didn't really have honey in the booth. That was a picture.